There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent, excellent idea. Reminding you that because it's Friday, which means that we're doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It for the last half hour of the program. So you have, instead of having 2 hours to get through to me, you have an hour and a half. So good time to call, 855-99-37569. Today's It's Broken, Let's Fix It is kind of an interesting look at the kind of intersection of politics and sporting events, which seems particularly appropriate just given our discussion of the Colorado inmate who is suing the NFL for nearly $89 billion. Because I'm not sure why it's billion, not million, to be quite honest. But the sum of money in the brief that's filed is, first of all, hand printed, and by an inmate. I'd love to know what he's incarcerated for.
It trips me out because not only is the reasoning that he's suing silly, it's the amount of money that he's suing for makes it even more ridiculous.
Well, but if he sued for $4.98, nobody'd pay any attention to it. I mean,
right.
He would not get any attention.
Right.
I just want to know. I mean, I get the 88 billion and I get the 88 cents. I don't get the numbers in between. I mean, it's like
right.
He just sort of randomly picked numbers, I guess. Which I guess goes along with a random password number. All right, so what we thought we would do in honor of this is to pick out the, as we talked about yesterday, Facebook is now having a link. So if you find a fake news story, and it doesn't necessarily mean fake, it could just be inaccurate, that there's, you can link it up. Which means, I mean, at one point I did a study. This is somewhat, sounds like irrelevant, but it just popped into my head. At one point, I did a study about pornography. Because it's an interesting subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that in the late 80s, so VCRs were just coming in, and guess what the ratio of porn to non-porn was in terms of what essentially were DVD rentals, except they weren't DVDs then. They were tapes. They were either VCR or beta. Do you know what the ratio was?
I have no idea. It's got to be something
crazy. Take a guess. Of porn to non-porn.
Probably, I'm going to guess 2 to 1.
8 to 1.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I mean, it was extraordinary. I was absolutely just blown away.
Wow.
I mean, 8 to 1. 8 to 1.
Wow.
And I'm sure the ratio doesn't hold up anymore because people can get porn online.
Mm-hmm.
But it may. I don't know. So the ratio, what made me think about this is the ratio of scam stories to real stories, you know, maybe the same ratio, 8 to 1. All right, so we asked people on Facebook to tell us their fake news stories. And as I said, my favorite one was just because when I was in San Francisco and I used to do rip and read on the hours, just to know what was going on. I've always done psychology. There was 1 year in my life where I didn't do psychology. I worked for the CBS affiliate in San Francisco, and they gave me, which I was incredibly grateful for. At that point, I'd been on the air for about 5 years, and so the question for me was the fun psychology or just being on the air? And so they gave me an opportunity. I hosted a news magazine kind of show, which was kind of fun. I got to do interviews with people, and they didn't want me to call myself Dr. Joy Brown, which I didn't. I said I was Joy Brown. But everybody, I'd already been in San Francisco for a couple of years, and so everybody called me Dr. Joy Brown, regardless of what I called myself. And I really hated it. I was incredibly grateful for the opportunity. And I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And so, God bless them, they just threw money at me, and I said, you know, I don't want to do that. And at one point, I will tell you, Mark Mason, who was at ABC at the time in New York, called and said, how you doing? And I said, I hate this. You know, I mean, I really, what I do makes people feel better, and this makes people feel worse. And I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity, and I love these guys, but I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, I'm really proud of you. Come to New York. He said, I don't have, all I've got is overnight on the weekends, but I'll move you here. I'll pay your expenses, and I promise, you know, I'm not going to lock you there. And of course, I got here, and then Cap City's bought ABC, so that was a problem. But nevertheless, it was still the right career move, and I've always been grateful to him. And so there you go. But for, as I said, for my career, basically, I haven't basically dealt with the news per se, except that. I mean, you know, when there's a big news story, whether it's a Super Bowl or, they're just stories that are so much a part of our lives that to not talk about them would seem silly. So I would go on the hour break and down to the radio and television station shared space, and I would go down and just take off the the AP and the UPI and see what the stories were. And the story, and I told this yesterday, that there was a story about a big fire, 6-alarm fire, and the address was across the street from where I was. So I did the, you know, incredibly intuitive thing as I opened the door, stuck my head out, and there was no fire. There was no smoke, there was no fire engine, there was no nothing. And everybody was reporting it because they had just done the rip and read. They hadn't done my investigative reporting, which is open the door and stick your head out.
Right.
And there was never a retraction printed. And it really did teach me about making sure before you report something as news that you have some authentication of it, whether it's a couple of news sources, which of course now means because Facebook is sort of giving people the outlet that you could, in theory, have a couple of people, a couple of unrelated sources reporting the same story, which is still false. So we ask people what the nuttiest fake news story they ever heard was. Is that how we couched it?
Yes, it was the craziest fake news story or hoax that you can remember. And we'll start with Lorraine. Lorraine says Tawana Brawley. I was really young when that went on, but I remember reading about that.
Well, Tawana Brawley was in New York, and she alleged that Tawana Brawley was African American, and she said Al Sharpton got involved in this, and that a couple of white guys had raped her, I believe, had kidnapped her and raped her. And it turned, so it was huge. There were riots, and it turned out that she made the whole thing up. That she had gone off with her boyfriend or something, and her mother was not happy, and so she made up this whole story.
Mm. Yeah.
But that went on for a very long time.
Yeah, it was quite a while. Let's go on to Alan Bell. He mentioned something that we kind of mentioned a few times over the last month or so. With it being the change of the new year, he says Y2K.
Yeah, that was a great one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just, I just remember just
everybody panicking.
Yeah, just the frantic going to stores and buying, you know, cans of beans and just dry
water,
foods
and bread. You couldn't buy any milk or bread.
Yeah.
The other one, when I lived in New York, was there was supposed to be a hurricane, and you couldn't buy duct tape. Everybody had duct tape. And I still know people, and this had to have been 15 years ago, that still have duct tape on their windows.
Wow.
Yeah, and I actually had a come dressed for, you know, Miami or something for a post-hurricane it-didn't-happen party. But that was one of those, you know, it's a hurricane and, you know, you need duct tape, but you have to tape your windows, and which I don't know exactly why that would work. I guess the idea is that you would put an X on your window with duct tape, so if the window got blown in by a hurricane, it wouldn't shatter. It would come in as one piece and probably just decapitate you. I never understood exactly what the rationale was about the X's. I think that's what it is that it would, instead of shattering, it would come in as one piece, which seemed actually fairly dangerous, but nevertheless.
Yeah, let's go to Mike. Mike says, Obama, what a joke for the USA. All right. And then another one before we go to break here. Mary says, Elvis spottings. That's
popular
one.
I know. That's one of the jokes about what's the difference between herpes and Elvis. Elvis is forever? No, I think that's wrong. I think I just... No, that herpes... I can't remember. Never mind. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out over the break. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, happy Friday.
Thanks, we met you.
I have a question. When I was growing up as a child, I lived across the street from a boy who ended up sexually assaulting me, and we were both very young at the time, I mean under 6 years old, so I, looking back, I know that something must have happened to him for him to want to do that to me. But I think he was kind of a bully as well towards me. But anyway, I got, you know, grew up, stayed there for most of my, you know, the young life, got married, moved away. When my mom passed away, and we moved back into the old house. And that's the house where he lived has long since been torn down. The family doesn't live there anymore. But the lady across the street from us, who's also a really good friend, an older lady, said, oh, by the way, you know, so-and-so stopped by the other day with his wife and kids. And, you know, he said he'd like to see you again. And I'm not so much as far as, you know, like holding this still in my heart or anything. I have forgiven him and moved on, but my wife hasn't. And I'm just wondering, you know, how I handle the situation. I mean, I don't think I want to tell the neighbor lady necessarily, you know, what happened, but how do I explain to her that I really don't want to see him without, you know, raising any sort of suspicion?
Okay. Well, let's make this into three different categories, all right? One is, what do you tell the neighbor lady? One is, what do you do? And the third is your wife. All right, so let's deal with them in that order. What do you tell the neighbor lady? You don't tell her anything. You can just say, you know, it's let me get back to you on that, is all you have to say. You don't even have to give an explanation. You can say, he and I weren't that good a friend. You can say whatever you want to. You certainly don't have to go into any explanation, because she probably isn't terribly interested in the explanation, and you don't want to deal with it. Then let's deal with the more important thing, which is you. And one of the possibilities is going and, either, I mean, what is it? I guess it's Grown-Ups 2 that deals with the issue about bullies, and there have been a whole lot of movies about it. You know, going back to your high school or your college reunion and dealing with the mean girls or the high school bully or whatever. So one of the things that I, as a psychologist, would say to you is, what would happen? You're not 6 years old anymore. How, was he the same age that you were?
Yeah, and I should mention, I did see him one time back at my mom's funeral several months ago. He did go there, so I talked to him briefly at that point, but, you know, I didn't say anything, and you know, nothing happened. It was a very brief, you know, little, because I knew all of his brothers and sisters who I, you know, grew up across and liked. So I had talked to him, but I said very, very briefly.
Well, and
I didn't feel intimidated.
Well, but one of the possibilities is for you to not, you know, to sort of deal with this and sort of say, and whatever way you want, of to say, look, there was some kind of inappropriate behavior between the two of us, and I've always wondered whether this was something that was done to you. And so that's a possibility. And I'm a lot less concerned about him than I am about you, of you just feeling like, okay, you know, that my assumption was right, or that he just was unaware, whatever. So this is something that you can kind of erase or just not have to deal with anymore. And how you deal with your wife about it, I think, depends on what you want to do. Do you have to see him? No, you don't. Might it be something that is just something that you can kind of take off, you know, by going back and revisiting it? I am always referring to people going back to their elementary school and realizing that the halls and the lockers and the desks have all shrunk. Well, they haven't shrunk. You've just gotten bigger. And you going back and dealing with a bully, and let's even leave out the sexual component temporarily, but a bully, and realizing that you don't have to put up with crap from anybody anymore, and you're not that six-year-old person anymore, and neither is he, and whether you're asking for an explanation or an apology or just being curious about it, that this is something that you can do to kind of literally escape from that kind of pull that memory still has for you, that kind of tension that it still holds for you. And what you explain to your wife about it, I think, is after the fact of saying, this is something I'm doing for myself. And it may be something you don't want to have her involved in, or it may be something you do. But so if we look at the two women in this equation, one, the important one being your wife, the other being a neighbor, they are really tangential to the important focus, which is you, and whether or not this is something, you certainly don't have to do it. But I would argue as a psychologist that part of what we do is we confront our fears, we confront our memories, we confront our past a little bit, so it doesn't have any ability or very little ability to affect our current or our future. So I think you decide what you want to do, and then you inform the interested parties, and in terms of your wife, that saying, look, you know, that I remembered this in one way, and it turns out that he viewed it as something completely different, or that we were, you know, that he always wanted to be a doctor and he was playing doctor. I don't know. Whatever it is that you take away from this that you can then share with her, and it means that she's free of that as well. In terms of your neighbor, you can say whatever you want. You can finesse her or say, you know, let me get back to you on this, or I'll give him, why don't you give me his number and I'll give him a call if I get around to it, or whatever you want. You don't have to tell her anything.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
But you hear that my focus is on you. Here's an opportunity, which essentially costs you nothing, to sort of say, I need for us to talk about this and what you remember about it and what I remember about it, because you're not that kid anymore.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have even come up again had we not moved back to the house, because it's not something that I, you know, carry with me.
Well, yeah, I would argue, you have to remember, underneath all this, I'm a psychologist, and I'm saying that stuff doesn't really go away. It just gets hidden a little bit and may inform some things in your life. I mean, look, I don't know how long you've known your wife, but presumably you've known her for less than when you were 6 years old, which meant it was still relevant enough to talk with her about it. And you have to remember, underneath this, I'm still a sneaky little psychologist. Right. So, and I'm saying, you know, we want to schlep around this little. We want to check our baggage, right? Or at least dump it in the overhead. We don't want to have it in our, you know, sitting with us in our seat. Cramps our our style. All right. Let me know what you decide.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. And did you know Frontier now charges you to carry on? I know, somewhat of an irrelevancy, but it's sort of irritating to me. but it does sort of deal with the issue, I suppose, on a global level. Maybe it's the Frontier School of Life, that you want to have as little baggage that you're carrying around with you as possible, because you got to schlep it through the terminal. It's going to pull your shoulder out. You got to put it in the overhead, even if you're carrying it on. You really don't want the baggage, and obviously that's a metaphor. You want as much of your energy and your focus in the here and now, and at best forward, as opposed to looking back. Looking back is immutable. There's nothing you can do about something that's already happened, except to neutralize it or learn from it and go on from it. But you want to leave the past as much as you can in the past. Now, there's that whole argument that says we are our memories, but we can also edit our memories. We can also adjust them. We can, as I said, that we can go back to situations that seemed very large and loomed very large. And the problem about investing in our past is it takes energy and it takes away from the things that we can do going forward, and especially when it's negative, because it takes energy to keep it hidden. It takes energy to, and nobody has, even me, doesn't have boundless energy. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. 855-99-37569. Mike, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I wanted to say I love your show, and I think you give the best advice. Most of the time, I agree with you.
Groovy.
So,
thank you.
I don't know where to turn to. Here's my problem. A friend of mine, I know for many years, she's just disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know how to reach her. I don't know what to do. I've known this woman, I think, for 15 years or 16 years. And my sister's friend, I met her from my sister's friend. She's known her for like 25 years. Anyhow, she moved away. I live in New Jersey. She moved to Florida years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we always talked on the phone. We were very close on the phone. I was very friendly with her. She called me every day or every other day. I called her. She called me. Very close friendship. Just a very close friendship. And now I don't know what happened to her.
When's the last time you talked to her?
It was August. In August, she said that she was going, she was living in North Florida, and she said she was taking a trip to South Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I said, fine. And I said to her, she goes, well, I'll call you when I get back from South Florida. She didn't have a cell phone. She lost her cell phone. I said, get another one. I said, in this day and age, everyone should have a cell phone. And she's like kind of old school. She goes, I have my home phone. You call me on my home phone, I can always call you back. I'll check in with my home phone.
Okay.
I said to her, okay, so fine. Be that way, you call me when you want to call me. So I left messages on her home phone, and she has to return my call. And my sister's friend, I met this woman, she's older than me, this girl, this woman, through my sister's friend. And anyhow, we were kind of close. We went out a few times romantically, but and it was nice. And then we had this long friendship. I was planning to move to Florida, but I never moved to Florida. I still plan to move to Florida someday, but I don't know when. But in any case,
well, has your sister has your sister's friend had any contact with this woman?
They have no idea what happened to her. She's totally disappeared off the face of the earth. And, of course, I have a cell phone. I have Google and everything. I searched on Google. And, of course, Google says they give her a last address. They don't give her a new address. And I even did Internet searches on different things where you pay money to get their, you know, where they're located. And even that says her old, can you believe it? They give her old address of where she was living and her previous old addresses, which is no good to me because...
Well, she, yeah, it sounds... Well, how old a woman? How old a woman is she?
She is. She's 62, but she's a young 62. She looks like she's 50.
Well, did she have any health problems?
She has. She has some minor health problems. Some nothing really serious. She has minor health problems.
What's a minor health? Give me an example of a minor health problem.
You know, sometimes she's got high blood pressure. I think she takes high blood pressure pill for, and she's got, like, sometimes she's got anxiety disorder. That's when she would call me on the phone. She's, like, she's nervous about life or something. She would call me on the phone, and I was the caring guy.
Are her parents still alive?
Her parents have passed away. She was from Europe, and she was adopted out from European concentration camp. Her mother died in a concentration camp in Europe, you know, years ago. She's about 65, I think, now. And she doesn't look 65, she looks like 50. But anyhow, I'm in my 30s, but the thing is, and my sister's older than me, and my sister's friend is older than me. Everybody's older than me. But I really cared about this woman, just as a friend.
Well, one of the possibilities that, I mean, there are two things that you might think about doing. One is there's a group called People Finders. And I actually know the guy who runs it, and getting in touch with him. I think he actually has a TV show right now, and if he chooses you, he doesn't charge anything. I think if he doesn't choose you, I think it costs about $600 or something. But it's not out of the realms of possibility. The other is the Red Cross. Apparently, is very good at tracking people down.
Who?
The Red Cross.
The Red Cross.
Well, you call up information, get a telephone number for the Red Cross.
Wow.
And just ask. You may even be able to go online and get one.
People Finders and Red Cross. I never heard of People Finders. Red Cross. I didn't think Red Cross would find. Should I call the police in Florida? Because...
Well, but you'd have to. I mean, the thing is that you could file a missing persons report, but I don't know, given the fact that it was in August... And there's no reason. I mean, I suppose you could. I don't know what the protocol is. My guess is that they're going to feel that. I mean, I suppose you could check to make sure that she obviously hadn't died. You could check the obituaries, but if you Googled her and an obituary didn't show up, it's unlikely. I would guess.
Right.
Her
phone is cut off too. About a month ago, her phone got cut off. I was leaving messages for her on her
Well, if
phone.
Her phone got cut off, you may be able to talk with the phone company and just see whether her calls are forwarded, or because
they say where it's forwarded, but they said there's no further information about her number.
Yeah, And whether or not she was in arrears, because if she hadn't paid her phone bill, that would certainly imply something a little scarier than if she had. It may be that, I mean, the problem is that you don't have very much to go on here. You don't happen to know her social security number or anything like that, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I tried People Finders and the Red Cross. You can also, I mean, presumably you could hire a private detective, and they could probably go and... Well, I don't know, but to find out where she, you know, whether did she work? Do you know if she had a job?
She was retired. She was retired from the phone company, and it's very hard to find her. I don't know if any of her friends. I said to her, "Can I have your friend's phone number?" She said, "No, I don't want you getting involved with my friend."
Well, it may be that she's just sort of started a new life with some. Maybe she's found someone. And she started a new life and just wants to sort of let go of that.
I know. Isn't that, you don't think that's strange?
Listen, I'm a psychologist. People do all sorts of things that
I know,
make sense to them and don't make sense to
Why would people do such a thing, Dr. Joy?
Well, as I said, it just may be that, first of all, if she was in the concentration camps, which was presumably, what, 1945, then she's 70, not 60.
Oh, she's like 57, to almost 70.
Yeah, because
she was in the country. She was born after that, but she was born in Germany. It was a war-torn country, you know.
All right, so, I mean, look, it may be that she found, I mean, the question, I suppose, is number one, is why did she go to South Florida to begin with? And maybe she hooked up with somebody, and they are off on a cruise
friends.
Or something.
She went to visit friends, she told me. Friends, and she knows a lot of people in the state of Florida. She's always happy in Florida. And so that's why she's always told me to move to Florida. I have a house in my sister's.
Well, I mean, if you're worried about her, then I think I would, you know, that I would, I mean, I don't know how worried you are and how much you want to invest in this, but I suppose you could at least check with the police, but they're before and file a missing persons report. I don't know what the criteria is for filing a missing persons report.
That's an idea, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
you give the best advice, Dr. Joy, you really do. So people find it, Red Cross,
and a missing persons report. Apparently, I mean, from what I understand, an awful lot of people disappear. They do it voluntarily, by and large. They just decide that they're going to toss off their own life. They're not necessarily there's nothing illegal or immoral about it. They just decided they want a fresh start, and so sometimes they change their name, sometimes they don't. If she's retired, so she doesn't have to use a social security number, I think a private detective would probably find out if she had any credit cards or anything of that sort.
Well,
find out if her
she gets government disability. We know that.
Well, then presumably that if somebody had access to those records, they could find out, first of all, if she changed an address, if she'd cashed the checks. So, but I don't know how civilians do it, other than, as I said, the Red Cross, People Finders, Missing Persons Report, or hiring a private detective. I mean, you may want to ask somebody that, you know, how much it would cost to hire somebody, because what they would do if she's getting Social Security benefits or disability, they'd have an address, and whether or not she changed her address and whether or not she's cashed the checks,
bank balance,
credit cards. Yeah.
Social Security probably knows where she is because that's where she gets.
Well, that's the question. if she's cashing her checks, and she changed her address for Social Security, which will probably not give you her new address. There's no reason to do it. You're not next of kin or anything of that sort.
Right.
Then you know she's okay, and she's just choosing to kind of drop off.
Why do people do that? That's my...
Well, as I said, that they want to start over. They, you know, that they want a new life. They want to have a sense that they've left the old... That anybody who knows anything about them, maybe... She's presenting herself as a mysterious countess. I don't know. I mean, I think that apparently a lot of people do disappear. That they tend to be more women than men. Although men usually do it, I think, for financial reasons. Women, I suspect, do it because they got involved in a relationship that's not working very well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, I'm reminding you that I have about, I've got about 6 or 7 minutes left in this hour. And then we have, we had the first half hour of the program coming up on at the 2 o'clock hour. But then it's Friday, so we're doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It, about the Red Army, which is the most successful sports franchise ever,
mm-hmm.
much more so than Green Bay or the Yankees or Russian hockey team, mm-hmm. and how that relates to politics and today's headlines and the Super Bowl and government and all sorts of things. So that should be pretty much fun. Be coming up in about 45 minutes or so, a little less than that. So let's finish up weirdo news stories that are fake.
Well, we left off with a pretty good one with Elvis spottings from Mary.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's
how old would Elvis be now? I think he'd be what, like in his almost 90 or something now.
Yeah, well, he died in what year did he die? Was it 72, 73?
You know what I remember? I remember hearing it. I was driving in a car, so I had to be at least 16, and I remember that one of the person interviewing, sobbing, said he was the first man who made me want to get up and dance. That was a great epitaph. Have you ever been to Graceland?
Not Graceland, but we were, my family and I, we had a family reunion down in Mississippi last summer.
Tupelo.
And, wow. Well, yeah, I got family down in Tupelo, and the hotel we were staying at was about a half an hour. It was in Mississippi, but it was about a half an hour from Memphis. And so we went through Memphis, and we saw a lot of, you know, I mean, there's Elvis stuff just everywhere,
yeah,
all over,
yeah,
Memphis. So it was pretty cool.
Graceland is pretty cool as well. And I've been on the plane, the Lisa, and I have some Elvis sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. I've been at Graceland. You know, Graceland wasn't named after his mother. It was named, he bought it from a physician who named it after his wife, and that's why it's called Graceland.
Oh, okay.
Most people think it was after his mother, which it was not.
Yeah. Elvis passed away on August 16th, 1977. So, uh-huh. He was born January 8th. He just had a birthday. Just,
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago, January,
yeah,
8th, 1935, so he would be 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they have Death Week is it Memphis? I guess it is. Is it Memphis? No.
I'll have to look into that. All right. So crazy hoax stories or fake news stories.
Yeah.
Lee says man-made climate change.
Well, nobody's really certain about that. I mean, the apparently, you know, the people thought for a long time that, and I actually had a friend who was in the news business who said that he thought that it was a made-up story, and then he sort of converted. There are now more scientists who believe that in fact we are affecting the environment. We're using up water at an extraordinary pace. We're using up oil reserves at an extraordinary pace. The ozone layer we know is thinning, and certainly weather patterns have changed. So, although the question is, what's the perspective? I mean, if you look, as we said today, that one of the largest earthquakes ever happened, what, you know, 500 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But a little hard to tell. It's certainly, I think it's, regardless of whether we think that the weather changes are man-made or not, I think we can certainly be a lot more careful about resources on this planet. And I don't think that doesn't really require any controversy.
Yep.
We're going to run out of water, we're going to run out of food, we're going to run out of oil, and we can certainly treat the planet better than we've treated it.
For sure. Let's go on to Scott. Scott says the George Bush presidency, and I guess my question to that, my counter question to that would be, which one is he referring to? Although I have a pretty good idea which one.
I think, yeah, to, but, probably so.
But it's an interesting one. And then Marie, right underneath that, replies with the Obama presidency. So.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, folks. I really appreciate that a lot. Thank you for taking my program and really trashing it. I appreciate it. More than you know. Not so much.
Let's go to Jill. Jill says the balloon boy in Colorado. I forgot about this, but I remember.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah. How about that?
That one went on for a long time.
Yeah.
Remember that one that he that his family made him, you know, a fake balloon, and he was flying over it, and it turned out the whole thing was a hoax?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Pablo says the sky is falling.
Henny penny. Thank you, Pablo. Well, we've just learned a question not to put up again. I've learned now two questions never to put up. One is about bathrooms. That one got me in more trouble than it was ever worth. And also fake news stories.
Well,
this is a learning experience for me as well, folks. Don't pit those topics up ever again.
We have just a couple more here. One person wanted to remain anonymous. They said the faked moon landing.
Oh dear! They think that it's all that we never landed on the moon, huh?
And great. Then the last one. This is probably my favorite one. I'm not even sure I can
all right,
get it out.
Take a deep breath so okay. You can get it out. All right, there we go.
Last one to wrap it up. I think it's a perfect one to wrap up. Robert says, Milli Vanilli.
I actually met him. He was a really nice guy. No, I met Ice-T. Ice-T. That's who it was.
How was meeting him? I've always been a big fan of his.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to Ice Cube. Ice Cube is a really charismatic actor, I think. Ice-T was a really nice guy. I actually met Milli Vanilli as well, but he's right. They were fake. The monkeys, to a certain extent, were fake as well. But at least they could play musical instruments. They just weren't the monkeys. Dude, I was just remembering somebody's quote that says, only in America do people think the moon landing was a fake and wrestling is actual. That was a great approach. And you notice I used all my self-restraint not to talk about Elvis being kidnapped by aliens. I'm just not going to do that. It's just not worth the trouble that gets myself into it.
But it really is amazing, though, just with all the... I mean, the Elvis one, just it's like one of the biggest ones where you just have all the... For so long, you had I saw Elvis, or, Elvis has been spotted in. I mean, it's just... It's a crazy deal.
Some people, I'm trying to think of if it has anything, if there are any other ones that that sort of seem as Elvis was just so beloved by so many people. I mean, he said, he's the first man who ever made you want to get up and dance. And I have one of my editors who was a big deal at Simon Schuster has had pictures of Elvis on her, on velvet in her office.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he was the first proletariat musician. I mean, think about that, the people who were inducted. I mean, like Pat Boone or Frank Sinatra, but Elvis was really working class.
Yeah.
Alrighty, stay tuned and don't be cruel, because we'll have some more Jailhouse Rock. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.